This is how I'm going to start the show today.
If there's nothing else you have to say, I just want to let you know, you've just been skeeted in 4K. And skeeted.
Skeeted.
Yeah.
Ejaculated?
No. I'm Skeet Hansen.
That's what we were talking about earlier at the word meeting.
Well, that's because I'm Skeet Hansen, and it's sort of my, it's just my catchphrase. Okay. It's sort of like my ending.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. Well, I'm glad
you asked. I thought you said Steve Hansen, not Skeet Hansen.
Oh, Skeet Hansen, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The enunciation was...
I gotcha. Yeah. I'm glad you asked.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for the play on words with your name.
No problem.
I would have known that's what you actually said the first time, it would not have made the word play.
Yeah, no problem, Nick. Okay. No problem.
Welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm OX Kennedy, of course. This is episode numero 126. That's episode 126. We rolling out here. We're back. Oh, did you like that clip I played earlier? Oh, man, this is crazy. This show is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little crazy. Now, I did a show... in one of the previous shows, maybe 50 to 100 episodes ago. I don't know. I don't go back in time to, like, I don't like rewatching my shit from a year ago, man. I sound ridiculous. But back then, I did a episode on Chris Hansen's To Catch a Predator. Oh, it's back. It's back. And it's not Steve. What is it? Steve Hansen? What's his name? Steve Hansen, right? Chris Hansen, yeah. And it's not Chris Hansen this time. It's Skeet. Skeet Hansen. We're going to talk about that on this show. Before that, though, on our smoke break today, we're going to be puffing on white truffle. And these are pretty damn good. White truffle. Let me put on my headphones. And we're going to be listening to ESTG. Let's turn the streets up. Forever rolling. And I believe in dope dealers, not the two felts. They told me slide every day to learn to shoot better. He's still an OG, well respected, but he too heavy. He taught us money, murder, help unlock a new level. It means you keep your heart together, do your cook special. I'm smoking cigarettes in a foreign, burning my seat level. But I ain't tripping, it's my shit, not no exotic rental. When politicking, don't talk, listen, figure out intentions. You don't want no mortal mouth ass nigga as your co-defendant. Too many grown ass men out here codependent. Relying on another nigga, pick up, fix that issue. The type of shit that make my situation monumental. Three of us hop out rentals, run off, knock off niggas' mental. He live, he walk with limbs like shitting without no toilet tissue. You probably play up, but can't play us with no fundamentals. Games I fix and pay my competition, coach bitch. You gotta take it, he come with it, out here playing the colors. Real street, bring the franchise, trap houses, mobile assist. Turn the streets up, G, turn the streets up. Run the police, I need a new catchphrase. I can't keep saying it.
Don't lay your head at the spot, you bring a freak to nah, turn the streets up, G, turn the streets up. I'm serving strong dog, overdose of teacup. Nah, turn the streets up, G, turn the streets up. I show the fiends love, hit me if you need some. Yeah, I got it out the stove block. High, hard, cold, four nicks, big drags. If anyone these bullets touch him, he won't be the same. Make a tough ass nigga all out for they mama name. It be a cold day, you think that I'ma change. Twist in the bowl, make it swole, add the light of cane. Even if I stretch it, it's gonna come back like a light of shame. He wrap his armor with the seatbelt, then he tap the vein. Say it's the same batch, kid his buddy, then he want the same. He off the high strip, project him to another plane. And when he come down, he gon' call me in the cover days.
Turn the streets up, G, turn the streets up. When the police come, tell him you ain't seen nothing. Turn the streets
turn the
up, G,
up,
turn the streets up. Don't lay your head at the spot, you bring a freak to him. Turn the streets up, G, turn the streets up. I'm serving strong dog, overdose of teacup. Turn the streets up, G, turn the streets up. I show the fiends love, hit me if you need something. I guess.
Hold on. They've been using, abusing the Young Turk nigga shit, man. They need to hear from the original, man. The big.
You niggas ain't
turk.
We
enjoy
y'all.
Oh.
And that was ESTG from his latest album, El Toro 2, Turn the Streets Up. Oh, I just got a ping. I'm going to be giving this album, El Toro 2, the Stoner Scroll later on this show. But before that, let's talk about Skeet Hansen. Yes, it's Skeet Hansen. What the hell? What rabbit hole did I just fall into? It's like Chris Hansen where they catch the predators, but it's a troll. He's trolling the shit out of them. It's like Christmas. I know I did a show, an episode about Chris Hansen, but this one can't be on NBC. His catch rate is, you've been skeeted on in 4K. When I heard it the first time, I was like, wait, what? Because this is the first episode I ever watched. And I just heard him say, you've been skeeted on in 4K. I mean, this is a real predator that was really trying to meet a young girl, a 14, 13-year-old girl. And you come in here with your suit talking like he's... Like, the context is so trolly, man. It's like he's actually doing it right. Now, usually I don't like when, you know, these YouTubers, they try to prank people just living their life. Like, you know, people working hard, coming home, go to the store, and then here comes this nigga. Trying to pull a prank, throw something on them, throw water on them, and act like that. Like, it's just like, yo, my man, like, I've been having a hard day all day, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck right now. He trying to prank me on some play shit. Like I could throw it all away right now, bro. I crash out right here, right now. That's the type of day I've been having. But on the side note, though, I do like the pranksters that do it just to make them laugh. Like this other one where he's in the grocery store, and he's usually older people that go to the grocery store a lot. So he's there, he's trying to prank them. Oh, my back hurts. Give me one of your grapes. Just give me one of your grapes and my blood pressure low type shit. That shit is kind of funny. I forgot his name right now. Damn. But he's making them laugh. He's entertaining them for our entertainment. But just to prank somebody, to abuse somebody for our entertainment, I don't like that. But on the other hand, if it's a predator, somebody that needs to be... Oh, shit. Let me stop. I was about to go in on that one. So somebody that needs to be removed from society is what I should say. You know, the more professional tone. Let me put on that professional tone. Yeah, that's what I should say. It's not what I was gonna say, but that's what I should say. So I enjoy when they troll the shit out of him. Chris Hansen wasn't like trolling. Like he was like legit. Yeah, this is what you're doing. It's wrong. It's illegal. Tell us, why are you doing this? Like Chris Hansen was on some psychology shit, try to get to the root of the issue. Why are you doing this? Why do you like little people? But him, he's like purposely trolling them. And calling the cops on their bitch ass, man. Now, ever since Chris Hansen has been gone, I've seen a few of them pop up on YouTube. But it's like the people filming, they seem like they might be into kids too. I mean, on the YouTube, the people that be trying to go set people up and catch them for trying to go meet a young underage person. The person filming generally look like he's... also there to go. he just happened to be there with a camera. He's there to meet a something too. Like, not to that extent, but like the guy who got EDP, I can't remember what he got. I can't remember what he might have been racist or some shit. I don't know. he had dirt on him too. So it was like, nah. But this guy, he does it perfect. The troll is real. And he even tries not to laugh when he's laughing at these things. The troll is real on this one. Let me play if you can. Put on my headphones. Instead of me talking, let's play. That's what we're doing on this episode, all right? This is what we're doing. Okay, welcome. We're going to be catching. Nah, we're going to be doing stuff too. But yeah, this is going to be a longer segment. you might be familiar with the original Chris Hansen, and you know they use a decoy that's probably a college student. Like, if you've ever been to LA or casting, you're 20 to look 17. You like, you're old enough, but you look younger. That's the casting call. They'll call you if you fit those criteria, come audition. So in Chris Hansen's, the girls or the guys usually look underage. But his, Ski Hansen, the bitch look dirty. The girls look, all the decoys have looked older. Like, damn, you look like you the moms or some shit. Like, what the, she look like she's older than the fucking person coming to meet an underage person, man. It's bad to say because they're mostly females, but bruh, come on. This lady looked like she's been smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day for 30 years. How are you 14?
Between
17, 18, 19. You look 14 at all. I know. At all. Yeah. That's the decoy. No, that's the perv that it came to catch. That's him. I don't know if you can hear, if I gotta raise the volume a little bit, but he was like, you don't look 14 at all. Like, at all. He folded his arms after he said that. Like, what the fuck? Yo, she looked like she's 35, bro.
What was that?
My phone.
Oh my god, it sounds like a freaking alarm.
It's Pac-Man.
His methods are not static. It's not the same methods. Oh, you was in the chat. Come meet me in my house. Oh, my parents are gone. Oh, I gotta go grab a cookie from the other room while Chris Hansen pops out. No. His methods are different. Like, different type. Like, sometime, one of the episodes, the decoy, which generally looked like she was over 30, the decoy went far as to get the guy to go take a shower. Like, she was conversing for a while, and she looks like she's over 30, acting like she's a 14 year old. And he even touched her. Like, you know, Chris Hansen would never, ever let that go down. Then there's this other episode where this trans that identifies as a she was trying to get this 14 year old boy. But she was also a TikToker. So he came up with this scheme to act like he was giving her a brand deal because she got 10K followers now, so she feels like she popped. So he came through while she's still having sexually charged convos with this 14-year-old boy. So he set her up in a Starbucks acting like he's from FUBU, because that's the troll. FUBU isn't, it isn't making a comeback. And some other troll companies. And he's acting like he want to give her the brand deal. And he just, and during the interview, he's making her sing. And while she was singing, bro, he wanted to laugh so bad, and it's visible.
Yeah, it's maybe like a 30-second sample will do, I guess.
It's cause you're crying, I'm watching. Cause you're dead,
he wants to laugh so bad, bro. He's trying so much to hold it in, bro. Like, bro. I don't think the cameraman could help it.
You can take everything I am, but you can break everything I am.
Beyonce who? Bro, he went so far when he finally revealed it. Oh, man. So he had the folder saying, he had the folder out saying, all right, this is the sneaker that FUBU's coming out. Do you like the designs? He had a whole folder just to show her.
Why don't you, Mom, kind of go over and brief you, like, sort of on the, you know, the shoe that we're talking about promoting here. And we'll get into, the, you know, the nitty-gritty of the contract and whatnot.
I'll keep in mind this is kind of like a first,
yeah.
first draft.
Or yeah, this is sort of just like a prototype here. So, yeah, this is the, by FUBU, these are the new AirPred 1s they're coming out with. They launched this summer. These are the LGBTQ plus edition, which is why we have a little bit of purple and something got messed up with the printer. They're supposed to be pink where the red is, but you know, I mean, could you see yourself, you know, sort of being the, I guess like the sort of the face of this shoe? It is more of like a tennis shoe. Not sure if you wear tennis shoes much.
I do.
Okay, but yeah, these are, you know, basically just, this is just like the prototype that we have here. So just to, you know, just to show you that. What are your thoughts so far on this?
I like the shoe. I think it's designed. Right. As far as like, seems like
rainbow. What's the transition?
Represents LGBTQ plus.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We could definitely work. Maybe get like the FUBU font in rainbow.
Yeah.
Something like that would be a little bit better. Maybe. Yeah. For sure. Probably make that work. Okay. Great. And let's see
this next page
here. Okay, and if you look here, this right here would be a that'd be a picture of you holding your
yeah, that was him that said ha, or her that said ha. Let me skip back a little bit.
This right here would be a that'd be a picture of you holding your that you sent to a boy that told you he was 14.
No, I don't,
Because we were given this information as well. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about this, too.
That was a big reveal, bro. This oh, he does it well. He does it well. At the end, he said, you put the L in LGBT. After he said you've been skeeted on in 4K. What the fuck? And the thing is, this went on for like an hour. She still thought that they were here for the brand deal. Like, all right, well, I'll never do it again. Can I still get the deal, though? Yeah, he makes it so much more entertaining. It's just so much more entertaining on that part. Time for the stoner score. What are we going to be doing on the stoner score today? I'm going to be talking about ESTG's El Toro 2. I listened to it. Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's hard. It's hard. Pause. D-Mac 42 Dog.
Hey, I still be in the trench with my grandma. Still shooting crap, still taking care of my mama. Bring my niggas back, I got 200 on your honor. Get these bitches whack, I got another one on the Nana side. Know a bitch for real, know we bliss for real. Cuz who told a bitch for real? All the way can't give a deal out to a nigga who really mobbin'. I see that bitch might rob her, I'm trippin', I got a problem. My bitches all know I'm solid, get that paint, I might re-rock it. Drank down to them Roxy's. Look, cutting about them homies, but gon' take it to the grave. I ain't never gave no names. All I know, forever I'm banging. How the fuck you leave me hanging? You the reason I got famous. You see, cuz you better paint them. All this money got me anxious. Bitch, all this money got me.
Ops think I'm letting up, finally unblock me from they page. Hood hero like Luke Cage, I'm just glad I ducked them raids. I sent ops to outer space. I sent packs to other states. I had money before fame. Don't get killed, try and catch no fade.
Okay, like I said. Oh, shit. That should have been the song of the day, huh? Oh, shit, that shit go hard, bruh. Fuck. So this album hit. The album hit. Let me go through the features. Yeah, Yo Gotti in there. Those songs was good. Lil Baby was on there. Let's see, 42 Dog, of course. And they have some names I'm not too familiar with, like Rilo Rodriguez and Static Major. It's a long album, 20 songs, 54 minutes. That's pretty long. It could have selected all the best ones from this one and made one fire classic. Like, fire classic. But the album is good. The album is good. The production is very, very good. Damn, I want to keep listening to that 42 Dog song. Damn, Free 42. Is he in jail? I don't know. Free him, though. So going through this album, the stoner score for this one is going to be an 8.2. 8.2 on El Toro 2. This one is a go. This one is definitely a go. It's what the street's been waiting for. Good shit. This is a state of hip-hop right now, man. You know the significance of the XXL freestyle. This is the freshman class. We're going to look back in 4 or 5 years and see how your career went. A lot of people, of course, you know, they fall off. That's just the name of the game. Then there's one or two people that stick, and then there's a whole class that just crashed. Now, in this show, I've been talking about how there's not been a lot of good songs or albums out this year. It's only been 1, 2, maybe even 3 great albums. The rest of them are just, you know. But this is the freshman class. Baby boy, watch his body. Too Rare. Oh, I wish you could see what I just saw. That's his freestyle. That is his freestyle. He said 3 words, then he started getting it. Like shaking his hips. He was getting it, though. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's zesty, but he was getting it. For real, for real. Like, I actually put that on to make fun of how there's no skill or talent. But then I legitimately started getting hyped when he started doing it. For real. I really just... So that's Too Rare. That's his freestyle. Said 3 words... Yeah. It's sad, but what can you do, huh? Just enjoy, man. Get hyped too. That's what this show is for. We're here for the now. So if this is now, we're in it. A few things have gone on since the last time I did this show. A few key moments you should be aware of. Fresh and Fit, the misogynistic show, got demonetized on YouTube, and they started crying on their stream after they've been... I don't know if you're familiar with this show, but they generally get young girls and they just pretty much degrade them for their leaders of the incel. If you don't know what that is, good luck on that rabbit hole. But they're pretty much the leaders of the incels. They're incels themselves. They've been busted out of having no bitches, or they can't get no bitches. But yet, they're selling $1,000 courses on how you could get bitches and be the man. Then they start a podcast and have a whole bunch of young chicks come in, and they just try to demoralize them. You do OnlyFans, you're a bitch. But you got me here because I do OnlyFans, bro. That's what the casting call says. If you do OnlyFans, come through. And but now you're calling me a bitch for doing OnlyFans. Like, make that make sense, bro. So they finally got demonetized. They're crying. I saw some people say they may have made like almost 2 million in super chats. That's when you donate on live stream. And that's just from the donations. So the incel movement, you're like, bro, it's sad that you gotta be from within to get that, to get up there. Because they pay, bro. They pay, man. People are catering to them because they pay. They're incels. They have money, but you just can't get bitches or pussies. So they have money. They'll pay. Super chats ain't supposed to be that profitable like that, bro. Like, damn, 2 mil? What the fuck? People are just throwing hundreds. Oh, yeah. Every time they curse out, they do a viral moment where they curse out another OnlyFans model. people donate a lot of money and they go viral. Like, bro, how'd I get derailed by saying they pay? But you gotta be, you gotta come from within. You gotta be an incel to lead the incels, bro. That's how it is. Nerds gotta lead the nerds, bro. But in order to do that, you gotta fool the incels into believing that you're not an incel, so they could give you money. Then you could actually start getting girls, and then you affirm. See the cycle. But they just got demonetized. They're crying. They're off YouTube, and nobody cares. I mean, they're still there, but they just can't get paid from it. But nobody cares, bro. Nobody gives a fuck. I finally checked my demographics for the listeners. So like 80% men. So let's talk about sports.
You know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
Yeah, that was Noah Lyles. He just won 3 gold medals from running. I don't know the exact ones, but you know the races. You just listen to him talk about, hey, NBA. You just heard him. You just heard what he said. Dude's a hater, bro. Let's just cut down to it. Get down to the nitty gritty. You're a hating ass nigga, bro. I think he's just mad that they are representing the world, but they, in their own land, they don't get as much recognition as NBA players do. So it's hate. He's hating. That's how I see it. Cause you're America, bro. You have USA on your chest. Why would you go and get on the world stage and shoot at Americans, bro? What are you doing? Friendly fire? What are you doing, bro? Now, there's a whole bunch of podcasts, breakdowns, shows talking about, oh, there's a whole debate online, too. Oh, he's right, though. He's right, though. NBA is not world champions. I mean, NBA is like national. It says NBA on there, NBA champs. Maybe if it said world champ sometime, because it's true. The fuck? The fuck? What are you talking about? Let's see. When was basketball invented? Let me Google. Let us see. Basketball. In Canada? What? James Smith. Canadian American. Yes, Canadians are pretty much Americans. Well, American, of course, because Canada is America, but it's United States because he moved to the United States and invented it in the United States. And that's James Naismith invented basketball. So, it's an American sport. That's pretty much why the best of the best comes from United States of America. It's our game we created. And we go out and find the best from every other country to recruit them, give them a lot of money, a lot of moolah, a lot of it, to get them to come play for us for a team in the United States. If they want to say they're the world champ, you shut the fuck up and deal with it. Just don't be mad and hating that we're not celebrating you as much as we should because you're representing the United States. But these NBA players also represent the United States when they play basketball in the World Cup or in these games as well. So National Basketball League don't even send out their good players. They send out the young ones, bro. To come represent when FIFA and soccer does that, it's like, okay, we ain't gonna complain. We have our own MLS, our own soccer shit. But it ain't as popular as the world one, so we ain't gonna say our soccer shit is the world, because it ain't. But when it comes to basketball that we invented, if we say we're the world, bro, shut the fuck up. What you should be doing is trying out for the NFL, so you could say you're world champion. How good is his hands? He's fast as shit. Can he catch? If he could catch, bro, hop on the NFL, bro. Not the NBA, because NBA, you need to be playing. You need to be dribbling the ball since you were young to make it into the NBA. Okay, it's hard unless you're just big as shit. Then they don't mind if you come in during your college years, or you try out during college, or they find you on the street somewhere. Doesn't matter. We'll teach you. You're big as shit. You block everybody. Stand right there. You're done. In the realm of sports, Undisputed. I didn't have the show going when they split up. Shannon Sharp split up with Skip Bayless. Skip is back, and he has replacements. He traded three people for one. It seems, anyways. Now Skip is sitting in the middle of three black guys looking like that poster on Blacked. Yeah, it's Keyshawn Johnson on there. I'm a Jets fan, lifelong Jets fan, so I'm familiar with Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah, it's Michael Irvin on there, one of the best to ever do it. He also has Richard Sherman on there, also one of the best to ever do it. So he surrounded himself with the best, just like Shannon Sharp was one of the best to ever do football. So he traded three for one. Now, the first time I saw it, Michael Irvin is like, that dude, he got his own personality. He takes over everything. And plus, he's even said it. He hasn't been on the show for a while, or any show for a while, because he got canceled. And he went off. But he's only going to be there 2 days a week. He's not going to be going off every day like the rest of them. 2 days a week. And he just normally does it with three or two of them. Richard Sherman and Keyshawn Johnson. And I've watched it. It's a good show. It's a good show. I feel like Skip is trying to be like the NFL version of Ernie. You know, Ernie does the NBA games with Shaq, Charles Barkley, and Kenny Smith, and they've been doing it for decades now. And they're getting paid obscene amount of money because they deserve it. I want to watch that show. They're very entertaining. They're very good. I feel like Skip is trying to do that for the NFL version of that. He's there surrounded by three black Hall of Famers that are vocal. Let's do a show. But his is different because he's pioneered the debate style. So it's not like Ernie, when Ernie is pretty much trying to trying to keep them from ripping each other apart. Where Skip is trying to fight them too, type thing. So it's a different ballgame. But I think that's what Skip is going for. But I've seen a few episodes, and I fucks with it. I can listen to it. Because the people that I want to hear from are there, so cool. Now, could this be a windfall for Skip? Because I haven't seen Shannon's yet. And if Shannon is going to be with, what's his name? Stephen A. Smith. I don't know how that dynamic is going to go down. Because I like Shannon, but I was never in the era of Stephen A. Smith. He yells too much. He talks too fast, man. I don't trust people that talk too fast, bro. It's like, you're just trying to deceive me. If you're talking too fast, I just can't trust you. And he's good at it. He's great at it. I'll give him that. He's like, he's very, very good at putting those words together quickly. But you're talking too fast. You're moving too fast. I don't trust you. I don't trust what you got to say. I don't trust you. You're talking too fast. You're using too many big words back to back. I don't trust you. Feels like you're trying to scam me or trying to manipulate me in some way. I might not understand it. And that's what I think the goal is for doing that. So I don't trust you. Stay away from me. I don't trust you. That's the vibe I get from him because he talks too fast. He's good. He's very good. His breath control, all that. He's a Hall of Fame in that regard, but I don't trust you. Just like in the financial ones, too. There's that dude, Jim Cramer. He talks fast. So. Like, bro, shut up. Nah, I don't trust you. No. What are you saying? I don't trust you.